I'm Steve Herman, and alongside me for full match coverage on 96.4 FM BRNB on the goal zone is Villa legend Pat Hurd.
Corner kick from the left-hand side in front of the north stand, played in by Malouda. Up for the near post, is off the post from Ivanovic. And now here's Malouda again on the left-hand side. He crosses it back in towards the goal, but Friedel claims it this time. What a chance for Chelsea.
What an absolute chance there. He's risen at the near post, and I tell you what, he's unlucky.
Let's head straight for the Hawthorns. Baggies against Fulham, Steve.
The Baggies make six changes from the Carling Cup defeat at Everton. Out go Fulham, Matic, Jones, Choi, Thorman, Cox. In come Foster, Reed, Shorey, Thomas, Malumbu and Long. It's a switch to 4-5-1 in the formation as well. Ben Foster in goal. A back four of Reed, McCauley, Olsen and Shorey. Midfield five from right to left. Odden Wingy, Dorans, Malumbu, Brunt and Thomas. Up front on his own, Shane Long.
Don't go away, Dev. Let's just see what Mick McCarthy's got to say. We've heard from Alex McLeish. Straight back to the Molyneux is Mick McCarthy.
Have you ever experienced an afternoon like this in your career?
Oh no, because I haven't experienced this in the Premier League. But you know, I've had some good days, I've had some great days, I've had some difficult days. So this was difficult at times, but it's fantastic now.
So let's get an update on the Sadler's progress with Steve Herman.
Sadler's won, Hereford won. It's been end-to-end stuff here at times, and Walsall with the best of the chances. Zaboob got on the end of Bradley's right-wing cross on 75 minutes, shot straight at Sampson on the edge of the six-yard box. Great save from him. Deeney's also shot wide from a tight angle, and Nichols has shot wide on the half volley. 5 minutes to go, still time for a goal from the Sadlers, but at the moment it's 1-1.
Let's now cross to Stourbridge. Stourbridge against Walsall. What's happening, Steve Herman?
18 minutes to go. It's still Stourbridge 0, Walsall 1. But I tell you what, the non-league side are playing the ball around really nicely now. Had a few good chances. Low with the best of them. Another shot at the back post. There were appeals for a handball as it went out for a corner, but that was turned away. Billingham's also drilled a left-footed shot just wide. They're still in it. Just 18 minutes to go. Stourbridge 0, Walsall 1.
CFM's Friday Night Sport.
If it happens in Cumbria and South West Scotland, it's on CFM.
CFM's
Friday Night Sports.
On tonight's show, we speak to all our football managers for a minute. We'll be reflecting on the Rugby League season. There's a Speedway Fast to talk about, and we have another top prize to give away. Details coming up shortly. But first,
what about the Herminator? Where's he?
He's down on the outside the stadium here. We'll see if we can get him. Are you there, Steve? Hello?
Thanks again. Still out on the streets of Cardiff in front of the Millennium Stadium, getting ready for the big match with a few fans again. What do you think for the big match then?
We're going to win 3-2. Kevin Gray scores a winner, 93rd minute.
What do you think?
I think 4-1. And I'm saying Chris Billy's going to score the winner today.
There we go. The party atmosphere continues ahead of the game. Full match coverage live on CFM from 1:30, Carl United versus Swansea in the Football League Trophy Final. Back to you guys.
Causing havoc on the streets as always.
It's less than a quarter of an hour until Gretna will be walking out at Hampden Park, hoping to beat Dundee and gain a place in the Scottish Cup Final. More than 4,000 fans have bought tickets for the match. CFM's Steve Herman is with them.
Thanks, Chris. Well, Gretna's motto is living the dream, and that's certainly what is happening now. You can hear U2's Beautiful Day on the Tannoy system in the background. Let's hope it is. Weather-wise, it's not. It's a really cloudy day here in Glasgow. But at Hampden Park, there's a real party atmosphere ahead of the big day. It's Gretna's biggest day in their history. I'm inside the massive stadium now where there's a lot of empty seats. But when you consider that Gretna has a population of less than 4,000 and they've brought more than that, it's fantastic. And they're definitely making themselves heard as well. I spoke to a few of the Black and White Army outside Hampden earlier, and they can't wait.
It's absolutely crazy. Like, I can't even believe it's such a wee place like Gretna. For my money, they've got to be through, like, definitely.
I would say about 2-0 to Gretna. Everybody's just jumped on the bandwagon, and it just seems to keep rolling on.
Here's a counter-attack. Wolves have got plenty of bodies forward. They need to get them back now, because here's Cout. Here's Adam with a bit of space. 20 yards out. Skips onto his right foot. Now here's Cout with the right-hand angle of the six-yard box! And it's 3-0. Slots it comfortably home into the bottom left-hand corner. You can hear the boos ring round, and with 13 minutes to go, some fans are even leaving Molyneux here tonight. It's been a real frustrating evening, and that again was 2-2 easy for Liverpool. Cout makes it Wolves 0, Liverpool 3.